It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
It's time for us to ask a pastor, and our question for today is, are miraculous gifts there today? Are miraculous gifts there today? And to help us answer these questions is Pastor Gift. Pastor Gift, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to answer our question this afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Pastor. I trust that you are well, too.
The Lord is keeping.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much, Mfuni. So our question for today is, are miraculous gifts there today?
Yes. Miraculous gifts are still there today. Remember, our God does not change. He is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. And I would say, if you look at the Old Testament narrative, in the times of Elisha and Elijah, miracles were there. People are doing things that are beyond human understanding. In the New Testament era, we have the apostles. They were also doing these things. Now, the challenge that we may have is that when you look at the Acts of the Apostles, there are so many miracles that were taking place. The sole reason was that miraculous gifts were there to prove that the gospel was true and that the apostles were truly sent of God. So that's the reason why we see a lot of it in the Acts of Apostles time, but not saying that we don't have miraculous gifts happening in the church today. People are being prayed for and they are healing. And a lot of miracles are happening. But number one, the problem that we have is to think that it has to be for the church next door, not our church. We don't actually believe, even in the prayers of our pastors, we don't actually believe on ourselves. Remember what Jesus would say, do you believe? After the victim or after the patient would have said, yes, I do believe, then healing would follow. So the imperative is that if the person was not believing, then, well, Jesus had the power, but not he was not going to heal the person because there's no faith. So the miraculous gifts are still there today. People are being healed and things are happening in the church. But number one, it's happening to those that have faith. Number two, it's happening, but maybe we are not fuss about reporting it, or we are not taking it seriously that somebody was sick. We went to the hospital, we prayed for them. After 2 days, they are discharged. It's a miracle. The doctors were waiting for him to be discharged after 2 months, 3 months. It's a miracle that has happened unto us. So these gifts are still there. And let me say now, they were not given for showcase, like we have these prophets of today, self-acclaimed prophets, that would say, I do wonders, I do miracles, I do these things. In the olden times, there was no banner, there was no flyer, there was no prophets who would say, come to my church on this other day, then I'll be performing miracles. As the word was being preached, miracles would happen. But now today, people will gather for miracles and not for the word. I want to assure the people of God that if they gather for the word, if they have faith in Jesus, then miracles can happen. The sole reason why we should gather isn't for miracles per se, but for the word of God. As we are listening to the word, as the word is being said unto us, God is the one who chooses to heal his own people. Miracles are still happening today.
So when you say it happens, where is it happening, Mfundisi? Is it because it appears though the Seventh-day Adventist Church is not known for that, quite frankly. We are known to be a very spiritually dry denomination. Where is this? Where are these miracles happening? Because with Jesus, they were not hidden. Jesus' miracles were there for any and everyone to see. And everyone knew that wherever there is Jesus, there is bound to be a miracle or two. But with us, we appear to be spiritually dry without any manifestation of the Spirit performing miracles through any of our pastors or leaders of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Do explain how we arrive at the conclusion that it's happening and yet we don't see it.
Now, number one, the problem that we're having when we look at these miracles is we're using the template for the next door church. we think what they are doing next door is what is supposed to be happening.
No. The template I gave you, Mfundisimna, is Jesus himself. We're trying to look at how Jesus did it and why we are not doing it like Jesus. And that's my question. Why do we not appear to be doing it the way Jesus was doing it?
Now, we look at the concept of the latter rain and the first rain. So we are waiting for the outpouring of the latter rain. When the latter rain is upon us, these wonders have to be plenty, and more of the records must come that someone has been healed. These things are happening. But in the here and now, things are also happening, but not at that rate at the times of the apostles.
So the latter rain, we're waiting for the latter rain for there to be the spirit. So right now we are spiritually dry. There is no spirit working in our churches.
we can't just say that, because remember, these things happen in stages, right? There are some people who are already working in the power and in the influence of the latter rain, though it has not yet dispensed fully as we have it. If you read your Acts chapter 2, where we have much of these things happening, you notice that Peter said, well, this is the fulfillment of the prophets of Joel chapter 2. He was speaking of the first rain and the latter rain, and things started to happen only for the believers, or only for the apostles who had received the Spirit of God. So we are waiting again for the outpouring of the Spirit, and then we have more reports rampant and across the world.
I understand, Mfundisi, that we're waiting for the latter rain. What I'm trying to establish is, does that therefore mean, in the same way, before the former rain fell, they were not performing miracles. They were there waiting. They were spiritually dry, waiting for the Spirit to arrive. Are we therefore saying that we are also spiritually dry, waiting in Jerusalem for the Spirit to arrive?
I see. No, we are not spiritually dry, but we are devoid of that gift, that one particular gift. Because whatever is happening in the church, it's because of the Spirit of God who is amongst us.
Right.
But we are devoid of that one gift.
Okay.
Not necessarily that we are dry completely.
Yeah. So the question for, I'm glad you just put it like that, for this, because our question for today was, are miraculous gifts there today? So your answer is, no, it's not there. We're waiting for the Spirit to come and give it to us.
Thank you.
Is that what you're saying, Funis?
We can't conclude like that. Why? My point is, what do we say to people who are being prayed for today?
Right.
And they're healing.
Right.
Who is healing them? It's the power of God. You see it now. So we just can't say things are not happening, miracles are not happening, because there are some people who are being prayed for today. If they're given a chance to come and testify, they'll say, indeed, the pastor came and they prayed for me, they anointed me, and I was healed indeed.
So
that's the power of God.
So the gift of miracles is there. We're no longer waiting for the latter rain.
That's my conclusion.
Which is what, Mfundisi?
That the Spirit of God is upon us, and also the gift of healing is upon us. Though not many people are having that gift. Remember, these gifts are many. The Spirit is giving many gifts to the people, and is giving them according to what he sees is fitting for the church now. In the here and now, maybe what is fitting is for us to preach the gospel. As we are preaching, if there is need for us to heal, then the Spirit will give us that gift as well, as a token to help people.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate your answer. Appreciate your time. Looking forward to your answer for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi.
Thank you so very much. God bless you.
All right. Goodbye.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.